So, if Turl didn't want to collide with somebody else's ore arriving, or smelted metal going out to some buyers, or maybe military hardware, he had to be careful to find an open period. If one fired ore or machinery, one could be quick about it. But live personnel required a longer time period, or it shook them up. Turl was taking no chances with his own neck. The figure he so disgustedly wrote, almost breaking his pen, was
Day 92.
He had been forced to choose a time more than 5 months from now. It was quite evident from the amount of Kerbango he then consumed that the thought of spending all that additional time on
this cursed planet,
as the Sonic recorded him saying, was upsetting. He had had to choose Earth's next scheduled semi-annual. And finally, by the next day, he had reconciled himself to it. Expecting the next discs would show the beginning calculations and circuits of a transshipment console, Johnny was amazed not to find it. Turl had gone to another cabinet and opened up its back. A false back. Using both paws, he removed a package. It appeared to be a bit heavy. He opened up the wrappings and then got a big pair of tongs, big enough to lift a huge boulder. He screwed the gap down to about a quarter of an inch and reached into the package. The picture didn't show what he was lifting out at first. Then he dropped it and it hit the floor. Turl's curse was very sharp. He got down with the tongs and lifted a gray something about the size of a pea. For an instant, the spot on the floor showed. Johnny still framed it. The metal floor was dented deeply. Turl managed to pick up the small object again with the tongs. A hard job because it had sunk in the floor. He lifted it back up to lay on the side of the table. Johnny did a very quick calculation. He knew how strong Turl was within rough limits. The amount of effort, when you subtracted those big tongs, made that little pea-sized piece of metal weigh about 75 pounds, at a wild guess. Johnny got busy. He called Angus and had him set up the mineral analyzer that should transfer traces from the disc and enlarge them. He went and got the trace code books. For the next 3 hours, they tried to find that trace. It wasn't there. The Cyclos didn't list it or any composite trace of it in any of their code books. They were dealing with a metal the Cyclos had, but didn't list. Johnny tried to estimate by weight and volume and periodic tables what its atomic number was. The Earth tables were of no value at all. This thing would be way off the bottom of them. He looked over the Cyclo periodic tables, so different from the old Earth ones. There were a lot of elements that would have atomic numbers as high as this one, maybe even higher, but if they didn't have its name? Johnny suddenly realized it probably wasn't on the Cyclo table either, if it wasn't in their analysis books.